Janelle Crothers, a tech evangelist here at Microsoft and the host for this episode of TechNet Radio. I'm here with Jenny Dooley, a service manager in IT here at Microsoft. Jenny, tell us a little more about your role.
Yeah, so as Janelle said, I'm a service manager in IT at Microsoft in the Engineering, Productivity, and Release Services organization. So our organization provides infrastructure and application services to engineering teams internal to Microsoft to help them through the build-to-release activities for our products. And then I am the manager of an internal private cloud that we call Agile Labs. And our cloud offering is available to all of our internal engineering teams here at Microsoft. And this cloud is built on, of course, the Microsoft stack of Hyper-V, Virtual Machine Manager, and just fairly recently, Windows Azure Pack.
Wow, that's really interesting. So this is an internal cloud that supports all of our product groups. How can we need this?
Well, this service actually started 6 years ago, and at that point, our goal was to really reduce the footprint of our hardware in the labs that our product teams were supporting at that time. Another main goal was to relieve that burden of infrastructure support from the product team so they could really focus on their core engineering activities. One of our main scenarios that we targeted at the time was providing extra capacity to product groups during the peak times during their ship cycle. So instead of having to purchase hardware for those peak capacity times, they could just use our service as they needed throughout their cycle. Another main scenario was also teams that just didn't want to support their own infrastructure, and we were able to provide that end-to-end. We also really focused on our integration with automation systems. So we offered an API, and teams could leverage that to really integrate with their build and test automation systems.
Oh, wow. Well, I come from an implementation and an infrastructure background, so it's really interesting to sort of see that we're doing that back there. It really sounds like our internal development teams kind of experience that same type of pain that a lot of other organizations experience as they kind of grow their products. Now, mm-hmm. I know Hyper-V and System Center, they support really large workloads, but like, how big of a lab are we talking here?
Yeah, so at our peak capacity, we had actually capacity for 2,700 terabytes of disk, 83 terabytes of RAM, and we had about 5,000 VMs running at any one time. But we had it was a very dynamic environment, so we would actually, we were creating about 8,000 VMs a month. Not all of those were staying active the whole month, but we had that kind of churn rate. And at one point, we were one of the busiest implementations of SCVMM in the world with 1,200 SCVMM jobs per day.
Wow. I didn't realize we ran such a large lab environment like internally to support our product development. But come on, let's be honest. We know that implementing something at this scale isn't without some challenges. Mm-hmm. Like, tell me about the road bumps.
Yeah. Well, so one of the key challenges with the service was, making sure that it was utilized efficiently. So we didn't want to go from a situation where we had underutilized hardware sitting in labs to underutilized VMs in our internal cloud. So the way we decided to tackle this was to implement a chargeback system. So
chargebacks. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. If you have to pay, usually you're a little more cognizant of what you're doing with the systems. So we developed a cost model that took into account the hardware costs, support personnel costs, and development costs. And then we extrapolated that out to a cost per RAM and disk and prorated that down to the hour. So this just covered our cost. Of course, we weren't trying to make a profit or anything. But this was it was really efficient for our teams, especially when teams were using this with their automation systems. If they needed to spin up 500 VMs to run a test pass, they had a lot of incentive to release those resources once they were done. Because, a lot of times the test pass will maybe only last a couple days or, sometimes even down to, just maybe a few hours. And our cost model was granular enough that we could reward that real efficacy with the resource utilization. And now that we're seeing a more of a trend with some of our users using our system for their infrastructure VMs. And this really helps reduce the building of VMs. So sometimes people think they need, a very large VM, like a 64 gig VM, but maybe they don't. And having this chargeback model really makes them use those VMs more efficiently as well.
really think about what they're doing. That whole sprawl problem is a problem for everybody. So this really highlights how you're working to do some of the things that a lot of organizations are looking to do these days, changing the infrastructure from being like a capital expense to being something that would be accountable as OPEX. But we're talking 6 years ago. Like, the idea of doing chargebacks at this level was pretty tricky to implement, wasn't it?
Yeah, it definitely was. That was probably our biggest challenge with the system. And since we decided to go with the cross-charging, we had to have a robust system for managing our user accounts and their VM usage and security. We were really, you know, in that hoster persona. And at that point in time, there wasn't really an MS product that would support what we needed to do at scale. So we actually had to develop our own application that sat on top of SCVMM that offered a portal for self-service VM provisioning API and all the usage and account management. Now, we worked really closely with the SCVMM team because we were, of course, very dependent on their services and their product. And it was a great relationship. We were able to provide them with a lot of feedback to the product. And then as they implemented changes and new features, we would deprecate that from our code. And as of earlier this year, we were able to completely deprecate our custom code. So of Windows Azure Pack. Windows Azure Pack really filled that gap for us of that management and the self-service portal.
It's like you were really like right on like the birth of Azure Pack right there. So I really like hearing about how our internal struggles can help improve the products that ultimately help our customers when they need to solve, you know, the same type of problem. But I know we often need to do things a little differently because we are using our products and developing. So you use Azure Pack totally as is?
Well, you know what? It was pretty much out of the box. So that was one of our goals, was to not add a lot of customization. We had to do one small little application to be able to integrate with our existing billing system just because of some backwards compatibility. But other than that, really, we were using it out of the box. And our customers are seeing a great advantage. You know, there's features within WAP that we didn't have within our portal, like such as the, you know, granular VM utilization, so they can see how they're actually using their resources. And, you know, of course, it uses the Azure kind of classic portal. So if they're already familiar with Azure, they have a familiar interface. And then if they're not familiar with the Azure interface yet, it gives them an opportunity to use it and as they're getting ready to maybe move some of their other workloads to Azure.
So Windows Azure Pack, like, this does make a really easy on-ramp for that whole self-service model. What kind of private cloud offerings could our engineers kind of pick from, you know?
Yeah, so right now we're offering two different cloud offerings. One is our kind of our classic IaaS VM provisioning, which was originally what we were doing with the Agilab service. So they can go to the portal and provision VMs and manage their VMs there as well. And then we're also offering PaaS websites on-prem through the WAP websites service.
Oh, wow, that's pretty neat. So how did this like help your team overall? I mean, it seems like a really good thing.
Yeah, it's been really a great win for our team. For one, we actually don't need any more developer resources. So, of course, that was a huge resource and cost saving, and they can move on to, you know, to work on other projects. And it also, you know, it's another thing is, it took a lot of resources for us to test our custom application against the, you know, when Windows platform changes or SCVMM changes, we had to do a lot of work to make sure that we were integrated. We don't have to worry about that anymore because the product groups take care of that. We just have to make sure we're on the correct versions of WAP, SCVMM, and Windows, and we're good to go. And then also from a development perspective, our systems engineers and support folks get to work on, you know, a Microsoft product, and that's always great. It's more of a transferable skill, and they enjoy working on an actual product that's available to customers, and they become familiar with, you know, of course, WAP, but also some of the Azure capabilities as well.
Right. So it's kind of like a win for everybody. I mean, it's really great to sort of see that we're using our own services to provide our internal services. I mean, we're making products that we expect other people to use to do the same thing. So it's really neat that we're, you know, we're doing that. So how do you see this evolving in the future?
So in the short term, we're planning to do some things like maybe add some more gallery items to our service, maybe some additional WAP services, maybe some custom skinning on our landing page. But the next major step for us will be to move to Azure Pack. And we're really excited about that. Azure Stack. Sorry.
Yeah.
I always mix those up.
They rhyme, you know.
But yeah, so moving to Azure Stack, and that's going to be a really exciting move for us to really see how we can enable that that true hybrid cloud experience. We're really an out of the box Microsoft product, so that's something we're very excited to see.
So I totally agree. The hybrid model is, I think, the way that a lot of enterprises are going to be going, you know, in the public for right now, being able to utilize the public cloud in just the way that they need and still not have to throw away all that on-prem infrastructure. So I think your team will probably be able to provide some great internal feedback to the Azure Stack team as that continues to mature. This has been really interesting. I certainly learned a lot about how we do stuff internally at Microsoft. I'm sure that our viewers appreciate sort of that insight as well, and kind of knowing that we really do truly like eat our own dog food, so to speak. So thanks so much for joining us on TechNet Radio.
Thank you.